Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. What the world would look like in the not-so-distant future is hard to fathom, especially with the rapid technological, social, political, and economic changes we're experiencing. Last month, I talked about artificial intelligence, or machine learning, in the game of chess. I've had a difficult time wrapping my head around how machines learn, but then how our brains learn is also a mystery. I'd like to explore the consequences of artificial intelligence, or AI, a little further, especially in the field of healthcare. Something that concerns all of us here on the North Coast. That AI stands poised to hack humans and outperform them in what are normally considered uniquely human skills is becoming mainstream. But AI also enjoys uniquely non-human abilities. But what does that mean in the world of medicine? Many doctors focus almost on processing information. They absorb medical data, analyze it, and produce a diagnosis. To be as accurate as possible, they need to be updated regularly. A big problem in medicine, though, is that it takes around 17 years before a new innovation in medical research ends up in mainstream clinical practice. On the other hand, two particularly important non-human abilities that AI possesses are almost instant connectivity and updatability. An AI doctor can be updated almost instantly by uploading information into its database via the internet. This past June, an artificial intelligence program scored higher than the average human trainee on an exam designed to test new doctors' clinical diagnostic skills. Stanford Primary Care and Yale New Haven Health then compared the AI skills against seven experienced primary care providers. The AI program scored 80% for accuracy when presented with simulated sets of patient symptoms, compared to a range of 64% to 94% for the experienced practitioners. Many of the most AI breakthroughs are happening around imaging analytics and diagnostics, making radiologists and pathologists very vulnerable. At the same time, however, one could argue that there simply aren't enough of them anywhere, or surgeons or primary care providers for that matter. On the North Coast, we seem to be facing physician shortages all the time, so why wouldn't we embrace more AI medical care? I just met with a medical specialist via Skype last week, and it went extremely well. So it seems to me that AI medicine is the next logical step. I guess the big question is, would you trust and feel comfortable conversing with an AI doctor, a computer algorithm? Maybe AI will become the physician's assistant, and docs can spend more time actually engaging with us. I think both doctor and patient might benefit from that arrangement. Like the chess computer program, the medical AI program will only get better, much better over time. You can go to the bank on it. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.